Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Over the last week, with Memorial Day, we have honored our servicemen and women that have fought for our country. Some of them paid the ultimate price. Think of the thousands and thousands that never survived. I was just a little boy when we fought in World War II, and then came the Korean War, Vietnam War. When I was in basic officers training, U.S. Army, Fort Benning, Georgia, one of my West Point classmates taught me how to play a guitar, and tears come to my eyes because he was killed in Vietnam. All kinds of memories come back with Memorial Day respect for our heroes. Rolling Thunder, with hundreds and hundreds of motorcycles roaring into Washington, D.C. My neighbor just across the street has ridden several years in that salute to our troops. I drive by in my car and sometimes on my bicycle, and the Iwo Jima Memorial is there, the largest bronze statue in the world. It's just across the Potomac River from Washington, D.C. And as the war with Japan was raging, we lost 7,000 young men in the battle for Iwo Jima. I have a story about that statue and the six boys, 17, 18-year-old young kids, raising the American flag on top of that hill. Their story was told by James Bradley, the son of one of those young men holding that flag. The first is John Bradley, Wisconsin, the father of James Bradley. And then we have Gene Gogan, New Hampshire. And next, the old man of the team, Sergeant Mike Stark, 24 years old. And then Franklin Sosley, Kentucky, Harlan Black, all-state football player. And the last Marine of that brave team that I want to focus on was Ira Hayes, a Pima Indian from Arizona. He survived and did make it back home to the United States, carrying the pain of seeing only 27 of his 250 Marine buddies make it back. Ira Hayes died at age 32, dead drunk, face down, drowned in a ditch. Country music great Johnny Cash honors Ira Hayes with a wonderful song titled Drunken Ira Hayes. It is worth listening to. And James Bradley has one last point that he made. If you look at the Iwo Jima statue and count the number of hands holding the flag, there are 13. The man who made the statue was asked, well, why 13 hands and not 12? And he said the 13th hand was the hand of God. And God bless our brave heroes that defend our country. And I am John Block from Washington.